Why can you feel exhausted during the afternoon but suddenly more alert at bedtime? Why can a nap make it harder to fall asleep later? Why might you sleep more easily at your usual bedtime than several hours earlier, even when you are tired? Sleep scientists often explain these experiences through two interacting systems. The first system is sleep pressure. Sleep pressure generally builds while you are awake. The longer you remain awake, the stronger the biological need for sleep tends to become. During sleep, much of that pressure decreases. You might imagine sleep pressure as water slowly filling a container throughout the day. By evening, the container is usually fuller. After a sufficient period of sleep, it is lower again. This does not mean that sleep pressure is determined only by the number of hours you have been awake. Naps, illness, previous sleep loss, caffeine, age, and other factors can influence the experience. The second system is your circadian rhythm, sometimes called your body clock. Your circadian system helps organize the timing of alertness and sleepiness across approximately 24 hours. Light, darkness, activity, food timing, work schedules, and other environmental signals can influence this internal timing system. Your body clock does not simply count the hours since you last slept. It also helps determine when your body expects to be awake and when it expects to sleep. These two systems work together. Suppose your sleep pressure has increased throughout the day, but your circadian system is still strongly supporting alertness. You may feel tired without being ready to sleep. Later, when sleep pressure is high and the circadian system begins supporting sleep, falling asleep may become easier. This can also help explain the evening's second wind. A person may feel drowsy early in the evening but become more alert after remaining awake and active. The circadian alerting signal may still be present even though sleep pressure has grown. This interaction is often called the two-process model of sleep regulation. The two-process model is not a complete explanation of every sleep problem, pain, breathing disorders, trauma, medications, hormones, mood, environment, caregiving, and many other factors also matter. Still, the model gives us an important insight. Being tired and being biologically ready to sleep are related, but they are not always identical. The model also helps us understand why forcing sleep rarely works. You cannot argue your circadian rhythm into changing instantly. You cannot command sleep pressure to appear through worry. You can, however, support these systems. You can seek daylight at an appropriate time. You can move your body during the day as you are able. You can consider when you use caffeine. You can notice whether long or late naps affect nighttime sleep. You can establish a reasonably stable waking rhythm. You can prepare for sleep without trying to manufacture it. God created humans within rhythms of light and darkness, activity and rest. Genesis describes evening and morning. Psalm 104 describes the sun rising and people going out to their work until evening. The scientific description of sleep pressure and circadian rhythm does not replace the biblical meaning of rest. It helps us understand part of the created design through which organic humans experience waking and sleeping. Your first practice is simple. Tomorrow, notice two things. When does your sleepiness naturally increase? When does your alertness naturally increase? Do not judge the pattern yet. Simply notice it. You are not a machine with a broken switch. You are an organic human whose sleep is shaped by interacting rhythms